A whole lot of something about nothing, or is it? So I decided on this name for this podcast probably, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, maybe not even that long ago. And it coincides with a huge story that I'm going to probably break into mini stories just because that'll make for a better podcast. But the long and the short of this one is how everything that you do in life, you may not think that it's something at that moment, but then all of a sudden it smacks you dead in the face and you're like, oh my gosh, that has led me to this very moment in my life. We're going to tell this story, the past, speaking about the past like 8 months of my life. So I had been working at the same job for like the past 4 years. You know, you get complacent when you're in the same place. You love the people you're working with. You don't know if you're looking for a challenge. I don't know. Maybe it was, call it a midlife crisis. I have absolutely no idea. But in August of last year, I decided it was time for a change, but I didn't know exactly what that change was going to be. So I started doing all the things. So I was working 7 days a week, And I know that sounds really daunting to some, but I really loved absolutely everything that I was doing. I still kind of carved out time for myself. Like I'd drop my son at school and then head to the beach for an hour before I went home to get ready to go to one of my jobs. But yeah, it was 7 days a week. And I enjoyed it. I was in a place where I was just moving right along. And I went backwards, which I try to never do. I try and never take a step backwards because I feel like you were in that moment for that moment for a reason, and to go back to it, I didn't really think that it would lead me anywhere. However, I did make that step, went backwards to a job that I had been at for quite a long time, truly, truly loved the position, and went back to work, decided to go back to work with them full time. Still was kind of, I don't know, uneasy. I don't know if that's the term with it, but unsettled is probably a better word in my choice. And turns out there was a whole reason for that. So I ended up, at that job for, I guess it was about 2 months full time when another full time position jumped in my lap. Now, let me tell you folks, I am not a job hopper. I tell people I'm a lifer everywhere I go, but for the last 8 months, again, I've been working 4 jobs, 7 days a week, not really job hopping. The same jobs, 4 of them, but 7 days a week. So truly unsettled. And something fell into my lap and I said, this is it. This is the job that I need to take. This is where I need to be. I feel the company aligned with my vision and my heart. And I just knew that's what I needed to do. So back up a little bit, the job that I had that was full-time that I had chosen initially was about 30 miles from my house. Meh, in, you know, New Jersey, that doesn't seem like a lot. Panama City Beach, it also doesn't seem like it's too much. But at the same time, my car was 12 years old and was starting to give me a little bit of issues. And I thought to myself, if I am going to be driving 30 miles each way for work every day, I can't rely on this vehicle anymore. So as much as I didn't want to get a car payment, there I went to the lot, and ended up getting a new car, paying a little bit more in a car payment that I really wanted to, but I kind of reasoned with myself and said, hey, if I have this job, I'm working full time, I have the money to pay for it, I have the peace of mind of knowing that I'm going to be able to get to point A, from point A to point B without any issues. That in itself is worth the car payment. So get that car payment. Everything's great. Go to the car lot. We sign all the papers. I clean out my car. I trade it in. I put everything in boxes, including every single CD that I had in my car. I think I may have left some in actually the CD player in the disc changer that was in the vehicle. And I don't even know if they make those in cars anymore, but my vehicle again was a 2012. So that's what they did back then. I get in my new car. I'm driving it off the lot. I'm super excited. I'm like, ah, oh, it drives like a dream. It should. It's a new car. This is fantastic. I'm driving down the road and I look and I'm like, oh, great. Sirius XM is in my car. That's fantastic. But I want to listen to some Kit Moore. So I go to look for my CDs and I go to see where I can put my CD in. Lo and behold, in this new car, there is not a CD changer. What? Are you kidding me? I have so much music on CDs. And yes, I still like CDs. I still like tapes. I still like albums, all of it. That now I have no way to play. I'm stuck. I just have all of these CDs now that I can't do anything in my car with. So I'm stuck with either the radio or Sirius XM. Some might think that that's not a bad thing. However, here I am thinking that it is. So I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, whatever. So as I'm scanning through Sirius XM, I come across Bon Jovi Radio. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally remember that they had this station. Years back when I was with my son's dad, we took a trip and we rented a car and we were driving for 10 hours to see my brother. And we were driving late at night and I found Bon Jovi Radio. And we listened for 9 out of the 10 hours. We listened to Bon Jovi Radio. And my son's dad was like, can we please turn something else on? And I said, absolutely not. This is a concert in my car and I'm driving. If you would like to drive, you can turn something else on. But so long as I'm driving, we're listening to Bon Jovi Radio. I'm singing and dancing the entire way. So same thing applies. I'm now in my new car. I'm listening to Bon Jovi Radio. All the time. I mean, every day. It's a new day and there's songs that I'm reliving and memories that I'm recanting in my mind and it's just fantastic. So I hear them say that you can be a DJ on Bon Jovi Radio. You just have to send in your top 5 songs. And I'm like, what? That is amazing. I am totally doing that. So I hear it. In my mind, I jot down the email address that I'm supposed to send all of that information to. And I type the email, send it off, kind of don't think about it. But every day I'm like quasi checking my emails, like, did they reply back to me? So I guess about like 3 weeks go by and I said, I'm driving in my car and I hear that ad again. And I hear the email address and I said, wait a second. Did I send it the right way? Was it like bonjovi.com or SiriusXM.com? I said, you know what? Let me double check everything. Turns out I didn't send it to the right email. So I go back. I go to that email. I forward it now to the correct email. And I said, please, dear Lord, baby Jesus, let this contest still be alive because I really want to do this. Now I'm really excited about it because I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so many stories to tell, just like with this podcast, that this, they need to pick me for this. So about a week goes by, it was just about a week. And I get an email from them and they say, you're in the final running. We need you to send us your recordings, with your stories about your top 5. Here's how you do it. X, Y, Z directions, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Send it here, et cetera. So last Tuesday I am at work and you know, every day I'm like, I know they're going to pick me. I know they're going to pick me. Well, I'm checking my email and there it is. You've been chosen. By the way, your It's My 5 starts on Wednesday. Here are the following times. Congratulations. Enjoy. And I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? I sent the recordings that I had recorded while I was sitting at the beach in my car, just staring at my happy place. They didn't edit it. I didn't have to re-record anything, thank God, because I told these stories like off the top of my mind, so it wouldn't have come out the same. And the next day, there I am on Bon Jovi Radio. Like I told my work, I'm going in late. I'm supposed to be there at 3. I'm sorry, I have to go at 4. I'm going to be on Sirius XM. Sorry, too bad, so sad. The moral of this story is, I had been looking for something for so long and trying to figure out what I was supposed to do, where I was supposed to be. I got this job, decided to get a new car, got the new car, couldn't listen to any of my CDs. All I had was the radio or Bon Jovi Radio and a million other stations on Sirius XM. Yes, I understand that. However, but that whole entire flux in my life brought me to that one very moment. I didn't have a CD. all I had was Sirius XM. And now here I am, 30 minutes on the radio, describing my very favorite Bon Jovi songs. Of course, it's only five of them. Like, I could do this for an entire year. Heads up, Sirius XM. If you need somebody, I'm your gal. So a whole lot of Something About Nothing. Was all of those things that I have done in the last 8 months, I mean, they weren't really nothing, but they were all kind of just like simmering there. And one day, one moment, one change, a new car propelled me to get like that fire back in my soul, explain these songs, listen to Bon Jovi's radio, hear myself on the radio, and have a newfound love for so many things in my heart, including this podcast. I want to tell you so many stories like this that I have thought, like, I didn't know what was going to come of it. And then all of a sudden something comes of it. And I'm like, okay, this is the direction I'm going in. This is what I'm doing right now in this moment. I feel like this is what I'm meant to do. So here I am. This is my first podcast. Today is my last day on Bon Jovi Radio. I've been on for the last 6 days. Today at, I forget what time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard, or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is my last. It's my five. And I couldn't be more happy to have that as the story to tell for my first podcast, because music has played such a huge part in my entire life, and Bon Jovi as well. So, I hope you listen to this. I hope kind of it gives you maybe some kind of inspiration. I don't even know. If it moves you, share it. If not, I hope it just maybe brought a smile to your face. That's it. That's all I have to say. This is podcast number one down. Tune in next week for another recording. I hope to see you then. A whole lot of Something About Nothing, or is it? By Lisa C.